And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A powerful coalition launched at the National Conservatorum Conference is taking aim at the Supreme Court's Obergefell decision that created same-sex marriage. They're laying out and exposing exactly how it's destroying children's lives. Here's the horrifying reality. 21 children rescued from a California mansion where they were manufactured through surrogacy for Chinese government officials. Twin six-year-olds removed from a 74-year-old man who kept one in a cage. Gay marriage did all of that, according to one of these officials, which she correctly calls child trafficking disguised as constitutional rights. The White House is finally addressing what we've been warning about for years, transgender domestic terrorism. Sebastian Gorka confirms the new counterterrorism strategy specifically addresses transgender violence, noting this pattern didn't happen overnight. Just last week, someone targeted Christian children at a Catholic church, killing two and injuring 17. His manifesto showed a trans flag next to Jesus on a target. That's the shooting that took place in Minneapolis. Before that, Nashville. Before that, Utah, Massachusetts, Maryland. The list keeps growing. Yet somehow, according to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the problem isn't deranged killers targeting churches. It's law-abiding citizens having guns to defend themselves. Tell that to congregations in Texas, Tennessee, and California, where armed citizens stop mass shootings. Disney just got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, a $10 million cookie jar filled with children's personal data. The FTC nailed them for violating COPPA rules by collecting data from kids watching YouTube without parental consent. They mislabeled videos to dodge regulations, running 350,000 targeted ads to children while claiming the content wasn't made for kids. Some good news, Florida's becoming the first state to end all vaccination mandates, every last one of them. The Surgeon General said every last one is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery. That's his quote. And he's right. The government has no business forcing anything into your body or your child's body. That's between you and God. Every other state requires school vaccinations, and liberal states are eliminating religious exemptions, forcing families to flee or submit. The Treasury Secretary reports tariff revenues hit $31 billion in August alone, a new record that could reach $500 billion annually. The Congressional Budget Office now says Trump-era tariffs could cut the deficit by $4 trillion over the next 10 years. Turns out protecting American workers and manufacturing in our country actually pays off. And that is today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And hey, don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app. And I wish you would do that so you could get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.